Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It rarely happens. I have done thousands and thousands and thousands of radio broadcasts, thousands and thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews over the years, and I really never get butterflies. I never really get nervous, even before speaking to a crowd of 5,000 people that's televised. I don't get nervous when I've been on Good Morning America. I don't get nervous when I'm on CNN or Fox. I am extremely nervous right now. I am extremely fired up. And at the same time, focused, because we are going to launch something today in the face of the complete criminal takeover of our society, that if you decide to take action, that if you decide to give this idea power and momentum, it is going to shake the foundations of the New World Order crime syndicate that we've already had such great effects against together. We are locked in a titanic struggle of good versus evil, of liberty versus tyranny, of freedom versus slavery and despotism. Now, Congressman Ron Paul is joining us in 30 minutes. Then Paul Joseph Watson is going to be with us with some key announcements. And we're also going to have coming up in the last hour, Joel Skousen. But last night, in the face of DHS putting out public service announcements, openly telling citizens to further spy on each other, that anyone buying things with cash may be a terrorist, with the DHS admitting they're going to put TSA at sports stadiums and malls, which they said they'd do years ago, but now they're rolling it out, in the face of the FEMA 10 governorship expansion, the threat fusion centers, the states, what we told you years ago, now announcing that they're preparing to go bankrupt, into federal receivership itself, into IMF, World Bank, OECD receivership. With all of this happening, with the Chinese visiting and saying the days of the dollar are doomed, with Henry Kissinger announcing on Charlie Rose 2 nights ago that the New World Order is now being born through the economic crisis they engineered. He left that part out, though. He said through the economic crisis. We are at the crossroads right now. We've been moving into that zone for a long time, but now is the crossroads, and it's time to launch a major information warfare, peaceful resistance to this now. And it is important that this information I'm going to cover when we come back from break explodes dynamically and immediately, and that there be a chain reaction doing this. People are always saying, Alex, mobilize us. Alex, you know, give us marching orders. Alex, we want to hit the streets. Well, I've got a peaceful program to do that, a double-pronged, two-pronged pincer attack against the globalist that we're going to be discussing coming up in the next segment, for the next two segments ahead of Congressman Ron Paul, scheduled to be joining us from his Lake Jackson office. He's got an event down there tonight, I'm told. This is so important. Evil is rising, but for any action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That is the law of the universe, and we must rise now and really get aggressive against the globalists. And what we do now may take weeks, months, or even a year to unfold, just like what I launched over a year ago with the operations exposing the TSA's plan to take over society via DHS. How the airports are the training grounds to begin the brainwashing. It takes time to build movements, systematic ripples in the pond from the pebbles we throw in. We're going to throw a boulder in today. And you go back over a year ago, and then about 9 months ago, we launched two different operations exposing the fake terror, exposing that DHS and TSA is taking over, and that they're training you to be a slave and have them stick their hands down your pants. Now look at them in retreat. Polls over 90% against it. A poll just out nationally in Germany, 89.5% believe 9/11 is an inside job. The awakening is here, but it takes time. But what we're about to launch, if you take action, will be the single greatest devastating blow this InfoWars operation has ever launched.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, January 21st, 2011, and let this be a day remembered for a long time to come that we launched Operation The Answer to 1984 is 1776, and at the heart of it is the sub-operation V for Victory. Where does that term come from? You see it in movies like V for Vendetta, but where does it come from? The French resistance started spray painting and carving and posting things all over Germany to unify the population through a peaceful movement of solidarity that they did not agree with the Vichy French that had collaborated with the Nazis and helped overthrow France during the German invasion. That was an inside job. Our country has been taken over by offshore banks who have bankrupted hundreds of third world countries in the last 100 years by design with the same system they're now using against our republic. Going in, buying off the politicians, getting them to buy into debt, getting them to underwrite derivatives, devaluing currencies. This is all being done by design as Greece has fallen, as Ireland is falling, as Greenland has partially fallen. The world is waking up and resisting this, and they plan to do the same thing to the United States. In 2002, in March, Greg Palast of BBC Television got the secret documents out of the IMF and World Bank right at the time that Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner for economics, quit. He claims he didn't release them. how they were planning to implode the Western world just as they had done the Third World. Now, for over 8 years, I have warned you of the time that we are now entering. This is a huge announcement. Here it is in front of us. A path is sought for states to escape their debt burdens, New York Times. Oh, to escape their debt burdens with the unfunded mandates, the federal government is going to accelerate the quantitative easing, the monetization of debt, past $130 billion a month to $200 billion a month or even more of your tax money. Not only will it devalue our currencies, but it creates a debt black hole that is impossible to escape, and then we owe this to the offshore banks openly announcing a world government run by them. We have to pay it back in taxes, and it devalues our currency. The Chinese come here and openly put us down and say, we own your debt, and we're going to get off the dollar, and our currency is going to be the world reserve currency. This will not just impoverish us, it will implode the geopolitical system that has been and bring us into this authoritarian world government. Ladies and gentlemen, we launched over a year ago TSA demonstrations with posters and videos and got our listeners going with those contests. And it caused massive effects and then created ripples that have grown into the huge resistance that is teaching people how to come together against tyranny, against the TSA absurdities of putting their hands down our pants of the body scanners. Now, as we told you, the Homeland Security is putting out TV ads in the style of soap operas, showing citizens spying on each other. Anybody that buys things with cash, call the police on them. If you see a cardboard box on the side of the road, call the bomb squad. It's creating hysteria. Every hour I see articles around the country with highways, buildings shut down, people panicking over a tin can on the side of the street, trying to create this culture of fear so that we will accept the unfolding police state that's meant to suppress the population as the economy is publicly imploded, as they admit what they've done, but offer more globalist control as the solution. Now, I was going to launch today, and it's going to be up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next hour. Kurt's getting it together. The answer to 1984-1776 contest. And obviously, people want to make videos exposing TSA, exposing the globalists and the DHS rollout on the streets to expose this New World Order occupation, this banker takeover. But we have the contest element so that those that do the best job demonstrating, protesting, making videos, doing banner hangs, posting flyers, get recognition and adds an element of competition to it. But then I was talking to Paul Watson last night, and I called him at about 6, midnight his time. He was still up working, and I said, Watson, over at PrisonPlanet.com over in England. I said, Watson, they are rolling out these TV soap opera mini documentaries for television. These are also going to air on 9,000 telescreens going up nationwide at 9,000 locations, more than 9,000 individual screens, where it shows people in these situations spying on each other. We've got to counter this. And he said, yes, why don't we just have people post V's everywhere? Because he's been reading a book, and of course I'm familiar with it as well, most of you are, about the French resistance peacefully showing solidarity and that the people knew that they were occupied all over Germany, putting, you know, V's on walls, V's on Nazi vehicles, posters hung everywhere, scratching them on the side of, you know, barroom tables. And it really began to bring down the Germans in France even before the D-Day invasion and liberation. America is occupied by outside banking cartels. And we are writing articles explaining that. I'm going to produce videos breaking that down, tied to the V symbol that we're going to post and show you right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But the article is up on Infowars.com right now, and we'll put that article up on screen and also show you these Vs that Phil and I put together last night and gave to Watson this morning. The article is, You Are the Resistance Against the DHS Occupation of America. And it's a big V, black Vs, white Vs, red Vs, pick whichever one you like. It says Infowars.com under it. Then it has a short message under it that simply states, we are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance, your solidarity. Learn more at InfoWars.com. And so every day we're going to be writing articles about this. Every day we're going to be posting local news when they cover these flyers going up in their areas. And, of course, the news will attack it and say it's evil, which will further prove their police state mechanisms. We did this with the Obama poster contest that was on hundreds of TV stations and hundreds of newspapers in the U.S., Latin America, Europe, England, the Netherlands, Japan. And you saw the tens of millions of people that saw all the videos produced by our listeners of them posting the flyers or doing the banner hangs or other inventive things to get local debate about what are people talking about. Then the news will play clips of me talking here. They'll go get it off YouTube later. They will go over what we're talking about and put our message out for us and cause a huge buzz that will then cause more ripples. The DHS understands the power of getting the people involved in their evil. That's why they're running contests right now for folks to produce videos promoting paranoia and pro-New World Order and worshiping the government and not trusting each other, only trusting the federalization police state spy grid. This is a contest. Can the people overpower peacefully in the info war the usurpers, the outside banking cartel that's conquering this nation? Can you, this weekend, who will be the first to print off thousands of these color flyers, get your friends together and hang them everywhere that's legal and lawful? Who will be the first to do banner hangs? Who will be the first to call into talk radio? Who will be the first to get on live TV when they're outside doing live feeds? Who will be the first? We're going to find out by Monday, probably even Sunday. Send us, we need to create an email for people. In fact, let's create victory@infowars.com. If Matt in there, our IT guy, please create that email. I want to add that to Watson's article, the article we put out, victory@infowars.com. Please only send your videos or news articles or ideas or flyers you've made, whatever. It's all of us working together through freedom, but collectively with a message, a manifesto, a constitution, a declaration of independence against the globalist. I cannot stress to you how important this is. It needs to explode in InfoWar. I need you now. Don't wait. Go print these off. Take it to Kinko's, FedEx. Take it wherever. Print off black and white ones. Print them on your home printer. I don't care. Hang them everywhere. Hang them everywhere. In Austin, Texas. In New York City. In Los Angeles. In Toronto. In Mexico City. In Tokyo. In Berlin. In London. In Sheffield. In Moscow. Worldwide, the banking cartel is trying to bankrupt nations and bring in a world government. This is a global movement of liberty against tyranny. It is unlimited what we can do if you simply take action, if you simply say no. Now, separately, the answer to 1984-1776 contest is specifically going out, demonstrating, using the V symbol, whatever you want to do. Creatively, the sky's the limit, and all of us win in the fight against tyranny, even if you don't win the $10,000 prize that we'll a month from now announce. You've got to get them in the next month and a week later, so 5 weeks later we'll announce the winner of that. That's just to add some competition and to recognize, you know, whoever's produced the best. This has already been incredibly effective. This has got to be our biggest ever, and I know I could feel it last night when Watson had this idea that it all synergistically came together. I was freaked out. I was depressed. I was pacing around up here actually yelling, not even that loud, just like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is such classical tyranny. We've got to stand against this. And the ripples that are felt by this will continue out forever. We are pointing out that we know we're occupied. We're pointing out that we know a takeover is taking place. We're pointing out that we know that they're bankrupting our nation by design. We're pointing out that we know local spy grids are being set up. And we're coming out and saying, we know this is illegitimate. And then folks will go to InfoWars.com. They will see the videos that you shoot of your activism, and they will learn what the V symbolizes. And through that solidarity, it will inspire them to know they're not alone, to know that we really are the majority that love liberty, black, white, old, young, German, Chinese, Jewish, Arab. It doesn't matter. We've all got to come together now, whether you're in Chile or whether you are in the Netherlands. It doesn't matter whether you are in Saudi Arabia or whether you are in South Africa, whether you are in Nigeria, or whether you are in Mongolia. Let's stand up against tyranny worldwide together. Victory for humanity, victory for liberty, victory for the truth, come together now. Let's explode this information everywhere. Feed for victory!
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that candidates to run for the presidency are selected in advance by ultra-billionaires called Bilderbergers? They hold private meetings once a year to plan the future for the world. They invite possible candidates to see if they fit their agenda. If they don't, they lose. They also snub any constitutionalists that are fighting world government. They want to rule the world through economic power, thus the coming mark of the beast. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Thank you for joining us for this historic broadcast. Yesterday, you made the two search terms about China trying to own the U.S., number one and number two on Google. Today, I want to launch our most ambitious operation yet with the Google bomb to launch this V for Victory operation and the answer to 1984-1776 operation. And so please write these down. I want to get the top four search terms today. I want "you are resistance." "You are resistance" as one search term that will lead them to the V campaign. "You are resistance" is the number one search term. "You are resistance." Those three words, you're doing an incredible job. Let's continue doing this together. This is very exciting what we're doing. "You are resistance," the second search term is going to be V, just the letter V, V for victory. That's the second term. So the number one term is you are resistance, short for you are the resistance, because you don't want to do four words, it won't work. You are resistance, short for you are the resistance, and V for victory. V for victory. Okay, so that's number one is you are resistance, is the number one search term. Number two is V for victory. And number three is Occupation of America. Occupation of America. All of those come out of the headline, you are the resistance against the DHS occupation of America. This is the treasonous paramilitary force openly taking over the U.S., confirming everything that Ridge said they would do 8 years ago, occupying the entire nation, training us for a Stasi society. They hired the former head of the Stasi in East Germany, Marcus Wolf, for 3 years on million-dollar contracts to set all this up, 2002, 2003, 2004. He died a few years ago. I mean, you cannot make something up this insane. So you are resistance, number one search term. Number two, V for victory. Number three, occupation of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do this together, and I'm risking my life doing this, okay? I want you to know that. I'm at the tip of the spear right here. I don't care. I will not have my children and my grandchildren to come being slaves, and you shouldn't either, and there's no doubt about what's happening. As we told you, they do the same thing in every other nation. They take control of the central government. They bankrupt the states, the provinces, the sectors. And then they bring it into international receivership, and instead of paying the nation paying 5-10% for the debt to the bankers that's made up out of nothing, you start paying 15-20-30%. Then it's more impossible to pay. Then it's even higher. And $1 billion debt can turn into $100 billion. They claim we owe 14 plus trillion to these bankers, and it's all made up. But they say, too big to fail. Give us everything. Give us your land. The EU, admittedly, was a receivership arm. They said Ireland was the wealthiest per capita country, you know, doing so great. Then a month after they went under EU control, they're bankrupted and everything's handed over to the bankers. Even their own government admits it's foreign banker debt they don't owe. The same thing's happening here. Iceland's saying no. We have to be an example worldwide. Instead of America being an example of decadence and corruption and genocide, we need to be an example of liberty and freedom again. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So please, all of you go to Infowars.com. All of you go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the article with the PDF of all these different great V designs that we put together last night. You are the resistance against the DHS occupation of America. V for victory campaign, a mark of defiance against Homeland Security's takeover of society. It is there. We're putting our John Hancock's on the Declaration of Independence. 2011, as we go straight into this tyranny, we are saying no on every front right now. We are showing solidarity that we know what's happening, and we're waking others up who will question what this V campaign is about. So make your videos exposing a Homeland Security takeover. That's the answer to 1984-1776 operation that will have unbelievable reverberations for freedom and awakening. And at the heart of that, you can incorporate it into both, the V for Victory campaign. Do not wait. Print them off today. Hit them hard. Put them up again next week. Do not stop. Do not wait. Get involved today. You realize what we can do together. We can sit back and watch this spread, not just across the United States, but across the world. And the tyrants will take the bait. They will demonize this. They will attack it. They will say that it's violent when the whole thing is about peaceful awakening. We are the people. We are the sovereigns. It's we the people. It's our nation. We have a right to say no to going under IMF World Bank receivership. And they will take the bait, as they did with the Obama posters, and they will demonize it all over the news. And it will cause a bigger explosion of this info. But we got to move quick because we learned earlier the orders will start going out to tell media not to cover this. So we got to hit them hard before the next few days when they get the orders trickling down locally not to cover this. And that'll wake them up. They'll ask, why are we being told this? Get it out now. The CIA is watching right now. The globalists, the offshore banks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, they know what we're doing. But there's so many of us. We are the majority. We are liberty, and we're showing people that we're putting our colors out there loud and proud so people understand that there is a resistance. If you're listening to my voice, if you're watching me right now, if you're reading our websites, you are the resistance. You are the solution. Look in the mirror. It's up to you. Come together. We need each other.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Okay, until the end of the hour, Congressman Ron Paul joins us, and there is so much to talk about with the congressman. Of course, his son, Rand Paul, now the junior senator from Kentucky. And we're very excited to have him here with us today from his Lake Jackson office. Congressman, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
There's so much to talk about here. Out of the gates, you're now the chairman of that banking subcommittee dealing with the Federal Reserve, and it couldn't be a more perfect time. As the New York Times announces, the federal government is preparing to basically take the states in under receivership and their bankruptcy. And as the Chinese openly say that it's time for the dollar to not be the world reserve currency, can you speak to your concerns? A few years ago, you said something big is about to happen. Are we now on the cusp of that?
We certainly are, and it's going to get a lot worse. Even though we had this major crisis starting in 07, 08, I thought that was just the beginning, because the real crisis comes with the dollar, when people lose confidence in the dollar. The dollar doesn't deserve confidence that it has. But you can put confidence in something that isn't real if you're deceived. And people are deceived that we are very wealthy and we have a great military, and therefore we can trust the United States because of our past performances. But eventually that is eroded, and people will reject it. And I think that we're witnessing that with the Chinese. The Chinese have, sadly, I guess, in a way, they have become more capitalistic than ours. I don't care about them becoming more capitalistic, but I don't like the idea that we become more militaristic and more socialistic. That's what's so bad. But they have their problems in China, but just think of what they've done. They produce and they save money. They take the money and they buy up resources around the world. They buy gold. They're a wealthy country. They loan us all this money. They're in the driver's seat. Don't you think that if you or I or any American was involved in that, we wouldn't be wanting to just be taking paper money that they know is going to depreciate? There would be a limit. And I think we're at that point. And when that happens, that will be a major event when the world rejects the dollar. So when it comes and how it comes and how quickly it comes, those are still unknowns. But it will come, and I think we're starting it to see it happen right now.
Absolutely. Congressman, as a doctor, as a congressperson, as someone who's been on the banking committees for many years and studied Austrian economics, for those that don't know, comparing our situation to the Weimar Republic, I see a lot of similarities. We're already seeing inflation in commodities and inflation in food. What is the basic time frame that you see currently? And for those that don't know, what does dollar devaluation and the dollar losing world reserve currency status mean for people?
Well, it means higher prices and eventually higher interest rates, which means higher prices again. The government always reports statistics that are deceiving, and they tell us that inflation is like 1.5-2%, and yet if you talk to the average person, they know that price is going up, and you're right about the commodities. There was a report yesterday, I think it was the S&P Commodity Index, for last year, a whole group of commodities, it was up at 24%. That's huge, and you can't have that and not have that translate into day-to-day living. And people know this. The energy prices are going to go up, and it wouldn't take much to push that oil up over $100. It's bouncing around there already, and which means the standard of living goes down. You know, if an individual borrows and they get into debt, but they live high on the hog and they buy more cars than they need and have a fancy house, and their job is just marginal, but if they lose their job or prices go up, they get wiped out, and they have to, in order to get back on their feet again, they have to work harder and spend less. It's a little different with a country because they have this printing press and they're able to tax people, but there is a limit. But the economic law is the same for the country as it is for the individual. The country eventually has to live beneath its means, and that's what we're witnessing now. And it usually hits some people more than others. So the middle class and the poor get hit the first. They lose their jobs, and they're hurt the most through the inflation. The very wealthy, actually, there's a transfer of wealth. This has been argued by Austrian economists for decades, that when you destroy a currency, it erodes the value of the currency, but the middle class suffer the most. And the wealth is accumulated by the very rich.
And we see that.
We're seeing that. And what does it do? It drives up resentment. You know, and if they don't fully understand this, the middle class who's getting wiped out, they only have anger, and they might strike out at everybody who has wealth rather than the wealth that has been accumulated because of the government programs.
And the social engineers, as you know, Dr. Paul, Congressman, they're fully aware of that, the pressure from above and below. And so right when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall 11 years ago, we start seeing RAND Corporation reports. We start seeing Department of Defense reports saying we've got to basically set up a police state because there's a danger of social unrest coming because of the dwindling middle class. And now we see a British Ministry of Defense report saying the same thing in 2007. And lo and behold, now Homeland Security's putting in 9,000 locations, telescreens, saying watch your neighbors. Three new videos were released yesterday, frightening videos by Homeland Security airing on TV. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if listeners want to see it or if the congressman hasn't seen it. And it's got people in shopping malls and on the streets, and it shows DHS, TSA on the streets searching people, and it says, we're going to protect you, but we need you to watch your neighbors. I mean, clearly they're trying to bring in an authoritarian system, not for Al-Qaeda or these overseas reported threats, but they're now shifting it over to domestic groups. And we saw that attempt to attack conservatives and libertarians and yourself and myself and even Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and the First Amendment after the tragic shooting. So can you speak to that, sir, and this conscious movement towards authoritarianism?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and you're absolutely right about the disruption that comes to the communities, because it is there. Most major changes occur, you know, domestically. You know, we take an oath of office to obey the Constitution and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you know, I usually make that point, and even in the very, very patriotic crowds and veterans, which you think would be more hawkish, if you emphasize, you know, the domestic threat, they understand this. So, but I think we're actually winning this argument about this need for militarism around the world to protect ourselves, and that we have to worry about domestically, because people are getting tired of having somebody from the government check every single thing. You know, back again to China, you can start businesses easier in China than here. So people who have land, people who want to start a business, people who have to pay these high taxes and pay for all these regulations, they're starting to realize this. So I think there's a healthy resistance developing. But like you point out, there is some danger here, and that is, of course, if we get people to understand where the cause comes from, that we might be able to prevent this. See, the one thing, the one coalition that we should build, we talk a lot about the poor getting poorer and the middle class being wiped out, but the left always thinks, well, the answer to that is just more transfer of wealth. But we have to get them to understand that the reason this happens is because government is too big, even though they argue for government programs. The government is too big. They argue for these programs, and guess who lost their homes? The rich got richer, and the poor people lost their homes because of this program. But the other big issue is to make sure that people know that, corporatism is not free market economics, and that's a misunderstanding.
Well, that was my other point, and I'm glad you got into that, because we're of the same mind because we studied history. But quantify that for listeners who may be new. The ultra robber baron, non-free market crony capitalist always, as Carol Quigley said at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, lobby for authoritarianism, whether it's right-wing, left-wing, fascist, socialist, communist, because they create this big pool of collectivized wealth, and they take it offshore. And now the ultra-rich are trying to sell the poor people who are losing their jobs on higher taxes and looting their neighbor who's got more money than them, selling them the lie that that's going to give them a good economy when it's freedom that's going to give them a future.
Yeah, and then they lump everybody together. If you are a businessman, and there are a lot of very decent, wealthy businessmen in this country that earned it and didn't have to live off the government, but they get lumped into that. So when there's unrest, everybody's lumped together, whether they're the people who lived off the government, lived off the taxpayer, or whether they were successful because they delivered good products to consumers at good prices. So there's a big difference there. And, you know, I've had some discussion with Ralph Nader, and I imagine there are a few of your listeners that can't stand Ralph Nader, but I like to talk to him because we do come up with some agreements on this. I mean, he hates this corporatism, and he doesn't like the war and things. So I work with people who can agree with me on some of this. So this is what we have to do is make sure our definitions are clear. Then we have a better chance at solving these problems.
Very well said. Congressman, we're seeing riots all over the world over global inflation driven by the devaluation of the dollar and other fiat currencies. You've been mentioning unrest here, and clearly we're seeing more and more signs of that here. And I remember you back in Austin giving a speech that I attended 7 years ago. We were talking about it during the break when you first got on, and you warned that when the empire starts collapsing, there's two ways to go. It's either recognize that big government breeds corruption and go the opposite direction towards liberty, but that more often than not, instead, the government's going to sell even more of the same as the solution. And so now is the time to get this out to people. I mean, this is a life and death situation for our republic, is it not?
Yes, and it's hard teaching people some of these lessons in the midst of a crisis, because then, and you can understand the emotions, you know, when law and order breaks down, most people say, well, just quit the killing, calm down things, you better bring more police in. And that's, you know, a pretty natural response, but not realizing that we have had too many policemen already and too many bureaucrats and too much federal government, too much taxes and all that. So it to me, the earlier the education occurs, the better. I think people have to know and understand why it's in their best interest, that the free market works better. People think that you have to sacrifice and all this. I don't think you have to sacrifice a thing. Freedom. If you get your freedom, you don't have to sacrifice anything, because you have your incentives. You can take care of yourself a lot better than the government, and that's a system that has worked. And unfortunately, we're about to give it up. And that's why I fear the day when law and order mm-hmm. breaks down. People are questioning whether there'll be riots in our streets like there've been overseas already. And I suspect that the American people are like other people. And even in the 60s, we had our riots and our shares of problems here. So people will act in a violent manner. And that's up for grabs. And, you know, all factions then will be looking to get the powers and the strings of government. So we have a big job ahead of us.
So we're going into some very stormy waters.
No doubt. It's coming.
Congressman, no doubt you've probably heard about it or seen it, but CNN, MSNBC, Democracy Now, they all singled you and I out specifically and played clips of you speaking in your Texas Straight Talk and clips of my radio/TV show where we talked about the Second Amendment being there, and it's in the Declaration of Independence, it's in the Bill of Rights, to defend against crime on the streets, but also against a tyrannical government. And they have tried to now demonize and imply that you and I and others are the progenitors in an asinine way of what happened in Tucson, which we now know was a schizophrenic who was politically a liberal. I'm not blaming the Democrats. But what do you think about the desperation? We saw Rachel Maddow and others go after your son and tell a laundry list of Dr. Rand Paul. And, of course, that backfired on him, only seemed to boost his approval rating when Clinton went and campaigned against him. Now we see them doing it against you and I because they see us as a threat because we're getting the truth out. What is your view on, A, the ratcheting up of their rhetoric, Congressman Steve Cohen calling Republicans Nazis a few days ago, and the fact that it's backfiring in every case from the polls we're seeing?
Well, there's a limit, and that says something for the American people. Maybe they won't buy into that, but they're certainly going to make the effort. And this is a frustration for me, because I do make a diligent effort to try to work with honest, straightforward people who may be called progressives and liberals, because some of them are decent and they're honest, but they're not these demagogues. And those people who turn on you, their goal is more like the promotion of the Democrat Party or promoting of government power. So they might say they agree with us on a couple issues, but I sort them out, and some of them, the ones that you're talking about, are just the demagogues who may once say one thing and say, oh yeah, we don't like this, we don't like that, but then they'll turn on you and they'll do anything to maintain their power or to discredit us for what we're doing.
Well, and it's also hypocritical. They're demonizing the First Amendment and talking about fairness doctrine for talk radio, FCC. Jurisdiction over the internet. This is all being announced while Matthews is calling white people crackers. Maddow is implying that we're causing violence. The congressman's calling Republicans Nazis. It's just incredible how they're trying to balkanize and turn the American people against each other. When you look at the polls, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, almost everybody's against the banker bailouts, the wars. I mean, the momentum is shifting towards freedom.
No doubt about that. But there's still a lot of people, and I think that you can say at the grassroots level that is the case. Our problem has been, you know, it's taken a long time to build the bureaucracy. And when you think of these millions of people who are living off the government and work for the government, and they work in Washington, they're embedded into the political system, and so many in Congress, they have all clung to these views that they've held before. But the American people, you know, are further ahead. I think the people are always ahead of the politicians, and hopefully we'll win out on this fight. But unfortunately, the opposition has a lot of guns. Isn't it interesting how they want to take our guns away? But everything that government does is depends on a gun.
It's all about...
It's their guns against the guns of the civilians. But you know, whether it's tax collection or telling you whether you can dig a ditch on your land and how you can use your land, you may, accosted by a federal agent with a gun. Everything they do has to be, you know, enforced with a gun, and it's a threat. Mm-hmm. So they never talk about that kind of gun violence. How often have they been barging into houses, into the wrong houses, with guns blaring and blowing up the places and looking for drugs that didn't exist and not even apologize and never compensate these people and sometimes hurt and kill some of these people, innocent people. And that's the kind of gun violence that ought to be, rejected.
Absolutely. Mao Zedong said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. Well, we're the people, and that's our check and balance. Congressman, in the 8 minutes we've got left with you, we have a prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com headline. Congressman, senator, or president, as you know, a lot of big scientific polls, the Hill newspaper, the Democratic affiliate, public policy polling, and others are finding that you're in the number one or number two seat to win the Texas Senate race for U.S. Senate, if you so choose. And at the same time, you've won the CPAC coveted Republican straw poll while giving an anti-war, anti-empire speech. I have to just give you my opinion. I believe as running for president, you don't have as good a shot as winning, though you do have, I think, a pretty good shot. But you'll have a much more powerful educational platform, I'd say 10 times bigger than 2008, going into the critical crisis. But if you go for a Senate, you've probably got a better chance of winning. Congressman, and of course, then you'd have even more power with the filibuster in the Senate. Congressman Ron Paul, that's, you know, the question. A, what are you looking at there? And B, you've said the people, if they're behind you, and if things continue to deteriorate right this, that folks will listen to you more, that you may run. I believe you're going to run because you know it's the right thing to do, and we win just by you running, being able to educate people. Where do you stand on this? People are chomping at the bit to know, and I saw your quotes in the news saying that you are interested in the Senate polls you've been seeing.
Well, unfortunately, I'm still very ambivalent about all this. I usually am not ambivalent on my views and what I do and what my plans are, but it does require a major decision, a personal decision, a family decision, a political decision, all of these things. So I am. I'm pretty undecided on what to do, and I think it through. People keep asking me, do you think about doing this or that? And I admit it, I do. I think about it all the time, not only because I wonder what I'm going to do the rest of my life, but I often think about it because when I get on radio talk shows, they ask me these kind of questions. But I'm still pretty undecided on what I should do and what I can do and what I'll end up doing.
Well, I challenged your doctor and now senator's son when he was really just exploring it more than, you know, I guess a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I said, look, Rand, you're going to win just by injecting real ideas. And I said, I believe you will win. And because, I mean, I'm no political rocket scientist, but I could look at the field in Kentucky. I could see the Tea Party movement that your supporters started 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And look, he's there. He's won. He went through hell, but he's there, and he did the right thing for his country and for humanity. And just as I asked you on air and off air before you ran for president very early on, I know many others did, said, Congressman, I know it's rough on your family, the attacks, the physical danger, but I said, you've got to do it, and you're a man of conscience, a man who has a big heart and who I know from your actions and your fruits, but also my discernment, is the real deal. I don't think you have any choice but to run for president or bare minimum Senate. And it is your destiny, Congressman Ron Paul, in your almost 40 years of standing up for liberty. And so I'm drafting you right here, and I know my listeners are. And you know, and if your health holds up, you've taken care of yourself, barring that, I just hope and pray, sir, that you do run for president. And I think the sooner you announce, the better, so we can get the money and the energy and the grassroots behind you. And I want you to know you've got my full support of our millions of listeners.
Well, I appreciate the comments. It's just real difficult. The one thing I can assure you and all your listeners is that it would be pretty hard for me to pack my bag and go and retire and live quietly hereafter, and not be involved. But no, regardless, I've been in and out of office. I've run for offices. I've won some, lose some, and all that. One thing is, it would be very hard for me to exist without working diligently to promote our cause, which is the cause of personal liberty and the things that I believe in, because I believe this is how people have an opportunity to improve themselves and live freely and creatively. So I'm convinced of all that. So whether it's in political office or whatever, I will be working as hard as I can to promote that cause.
Well, we know that. And, I mean, even if you just did the debates and didn't beat yourself to death flying everywhere, even if you did it electronically, which I think is the most effective. I think a lot of campaigning is outdated with the focus on the individual, you know, getting out there in person. I mean, even if you did it electronically, and you've got to run, obviously, because of the educational points. But obviously, we respect your decision, and we'll appreciate you and support you regardless. But you can see, as Julius Caesar said, there is a tide in the affairs of men. When taken at the flood, leads on to fortune, and the fortune we seek is the jewel of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said, and that jewel must be guarded jealously. And you are the great guardian of that jewel. Of anyone in the world, you are that light standing out like no other. And I don't think that you're going to not run. In my gut, I know you are. And Congressman, we just really, from the bottom of our hearts, want to thank you for the great work you're doing. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. In closing, taking sides on auditing and then reforming, abolishing the Fed. Where do you stand with your Periscope sites on that great warmock?
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I tried to get a hearing in January, but Congress is still disorganized because it's newly created. So in February, the hearings are going to start. I did find out also that the rules prevent me from insisting that Bernanke come before a subcommittee, and he only comes before a full committee. That's just the way the rules are, like a Secretary of Treasury, too. But it doesn't keep me from pursuing all the views that we have, exposing the Fed, transparency of the Fed, teaching people why the Fed is responsible for the booms and the busts and the unemployment and the inflation. I mean, it is a hot topic. It's going to get hotter, and we're going to have our side well represented. And the hearings are not going to be huge. Sometimes they have 6 and 8 people come for hearings. Ours will be smaller, and they're going to be very deliberative, and there's going to be debate going on. I believe we're going to get a lot of attention. I think we can achieve a whole lot by this, and especially as we move into this crisis, because then once we expose the Fed, then we better start talking about a transition and how we get out of this. And already, you know, the opposition, those at the World Bank, talked about, yeah, we might have to have a new currency. Maybe we ought to use a little bit of gold. So they want to neutralize us a little bit, but they want to control everything. So this is going to be our challenge. What are we going to replace the system with? And that's something I'll be working very hard on.
Well, Congressman, as you know, we're here at the crisis. They're going to try to use it to get even more power. We've got to deal with it now, and there you are historically at the perfect time and perfect place. Have a great weekend coming up, Congressman Ron Paul, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Paul Joseph Watson. Don't forget the V for Victory campaign launched today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.